Yeah, I think they came out and executed early in the game. You know, defensively, well, allowed them to go down there and score a touchdown first drive. And, you know, after that first drive, I thought we settled down pretty good.
After last week, Del Rio said, you know, the key was to get back to fundamentals defensively. Is that kind of the same situation today?
Yeah, you know, every week we come in, we emphasize something that we need to work on. This week was a passing game. We did well passing, but, you know, we let, you know, allowed them to run all over us, you know, 200 plus yards or whatever it was. So, you know, you put your finger on one leak, and something else pops up. So we got to find a way to eliminate more than just one phase of the game.
What makes it easy?
Oh, man. You know, he can do it all. You know, he's a big back, he's fast, he's patient. He finds holes in his defense. Defense is like no other running back does. And then once he hits him, man, it's like out. So, I mean, he's one of the best in the game. He showed that today.
He's a pretty tough closer, isn't he? I mean, you don't want to be behind when they're in the position of just giving him the ball and feeding him the ball in the fourth quarter.
No, he's a workhorse. He's been doing it for years, and you know, he hasn't let up yet. Again, he's one of the best to play this game.
Is there a feeling that this team's, you know, letting something slip away at all with the last 2 weeks, or missing an opportunity maybe?
Of course, there's that's the reality of it. You know, we found ourselves coming in today at 500. You know, we're still a lot at stake for this football team, but we got to go out and win games. And you know, in order for us to, you know, get where we want to go at the end of the season, you know, we gotta win these games. I mean, we were right there, you know, in this game. You know, that was a tough blow right before halftime. You know, giving up a touchdown on the kickoff return, but still, we went out there and kept the game close. And then all of a sudden, you know, the top gets blown off of it late in the game. So, I mean, we're close, but not close enough, so we just got to keep on grinding.
Charles, did you feel that you guys came out a little flat?
Yeah, I was just asked that. You know, they were able to jump out on us a little bit, you know, in the game, but felt like we held firm, you know, and took their blows early and kept the game tight. And again, you know, it was, you know, right before the half, you know, we were looking at maybe going in up, you know, at halftime. And yeah, you give up a kickoff return. That was tough. But even with that, you know, it came out second half and the score was what it was until, you know, late in the game.
You guys have a lot of winnable games ahead, at least on paper. They look winnable. Do you have to do anything as one of the leaders to kind of, you know, keep people? I mean, this is a little bit of a setback after you had a nice winning streak going.
Well, I mean, it's up to everybody. It's up to, I mean, each individual. I think anytime you're in a situation, it's always, you know, what can you say, you know, to the other guys to, you know, get them ready. But it's up to, you know, the individual. It's up to us as a team. It's up to the coaching staff to, you know, continue to prepare players to go out there and execute. When games get tough, you still got to be able to execute. And that's going to be up to each of us in this locker room, man, is to, you know, tighten up. And like you say, we have winnable games. Just got to go out there and execute.
You guys all knew what Peterson comes and what he brings to the picture when he came in. I felt like early on they did just enough with some of the other guys to make him not totally be able to concentrate on him. And then that loosens him up for what he can do later on.
Yeah. You know, they mix it up with some quick passes to the outside, some reverses and things like that. But, you know, you can never take your focus off of AP. And they just kept feeding the ball. He made plays out there, you know, busted out there long, you know, late in the game. So, yeah, they did some things early that kind of, you know, try to distract you, you know, from that. But the focus is still got to be on 28.
Charles, is this team good enough yet to win when Derrick doesn't have